The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. My favorite place to write is in my home, sitting by a window facing out onto trees. When I look up from what I'm writing, usually because I'm stumped about what to say next, the natural world offers a different perspective. It doesn't matter if the poem I'm struggling with is about the dynamic between people. The birds in their industry or the trees in their patience will surely have something useful to teach me about the human realm. And so, I believe that the best metaphors aren't plotted out by poets trying to plant symbols or even to prove a point. Rather, the best metaphors intrude into the poet's thought process, shedding new and surprising light upon the poem's conscious concerns. In this way, a poem that the poet believed was about people can take a surprise turn and suddenly become a poem about the planet. Or a poem about animals can swerve to become one about human relations. A poem about one place can reveal itself to be a poem about another. And because our senses have been attuned to the initial subject or context, we are all the more susceptible to realization, to unguarded feeling, when we find ourselves elsewhere. I am astounded by the way this type of a shift occurs in today's poem by Atlanta-based poet Camila Aisha Moon. The Emperor's Deer by Camila Aisha Moon. 1. Their noises make you think they are crying or suffering. They have learned to bow. Even the fawns bow, centuries of bowing in their blood. They are not considered wild. Precious pests litter parks with dung, take over the roads. Sweet nuisance worth saving. Thinning these herds is a last resort. Once a capital offense to spill their endangered blood. They are so used to humans, it is scary. 2. Our cries are heard as noise, our suffering considered natural. Native citizens, we are not free to roam or deemed sacred like Japanese bowing deer, protected as messengers of the gods. Nara, Japan, is known for its temples, shrines to peace. America is known for its churches, segregated Sundays. This is not Nara, Japan. Hunted, it is always open season. The sight of dark skin brings out the wild in certain human breeds. Bowing, hands up, or any other gesture of surrender makes no difference. They slay our young and leave them in the streets, expect us to walk away, and wonder, after centuries, why we are not used to this. Grieving masses treated like waste, filthy herds thinned at will. 3. To be clear, this is America, and we are not dear. We are not dear. We are not dear here. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.